New Yorkers today got a glimpse of the buildings that could one day dominate their city's skyline. The Lower Manhattan Development Corporation unveiled 9 plans for the site of the World Trade Center. All are designed, in the words of corporation chairman John Whitehead, to send an immortal message. This is the second round of proposals for the site. Plans unveiled in July were roundly criticized as too crammed with office space and dull to the eye. Andrea Bernstein joins us now from member station WNYC to talk about the new designs. Andrea, what do they look like?
Well, there were lots and lots of towers, tall towers. One of the directives to the teams of architects was to fill the void in New York skyline, and that advice was really taken to heart. In fact, there were many sets of twin towers. One designed by Lord Norman Foster, who designed the tallest building in Europe, is being dubbed the Kissing Towers. They're two very tall, steel-like structures with huge repeating triangles, at the corners of which the towers kiss. It's almost a sort of twisting towers. There was another design which had an Eiffel Tower-like cylinder rising above the footprints of the old World Trade Center towers with performance space and museums embedded, and a third united several sets of short towers into two spires. There's a lot of references to the sky, a garden in the sky, a city in the sky, a sky park.
They sound like they were a bit more creative in their presentation this time. What's the early reaction in the city? More favorable than last time around?
Well, yes. There was a lot more, I would say, joy at the LMDC today than there was last July. But they really varied. The family members of the victims liked two of the designs. They liked the one that looked like multiple sets of crossed legs going into spires, and they liked one by Daniel Liebskin of Berlin because they respected the so-called bathtub. That's the walls that held out the Hudson from the foundation of the old World Trade Center towers. And they really see that area as a burial ground. Other people feel very strongly that New York's pride needs to be restored, that there does need to be a tall tower, but others were saying, well, I wouldn't want to live up on the 81st floor. I wouldn't want to work there. Then there's the residents. They are worried about a tower. They think that a new iconic tower could be a danger to them. And then there were other people who just said, oh, I think this design or that design is ugly. It's, what is it they say about 5 New Yorkers and 6 opinions?
Well, did today's plans include a design for a memorial on the site?
No, this was really about what is going to be on the 16-acre site that held the old World Trade Center towers and the plaza. And many of them included a suggested place for a memorial. But that memorial is going to be selected by an international competition that is going to begin in the new year. And the idea is to select the memorial by next September 11th. Obviously, whatever is decided upon for this design will inform what the memorial will look like.
So what happens now for the World Trade Center site? Do we know when a decision will be made?
Well, their plans are available for public view at the World Financial Center, which is across the street from Ground Zero. They're going to be on exhibit there through the month of January. There's also a video that's being distributed to all of New York City public libraries. You can go to the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation website and see multiple slide presentations. And there will be some open forums, though none of them will be as large as the one last July where everyone came and gave a Bronx cheer to the old plans. And then somehow, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation isn't saying exactly how, but a design will be chosen. It could be just as we see one of these 9 designs today, or it could be one of these designs with several modifications, or it could be another design that incorporates several elements from several of the plans. The one thing that we do know is the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation likes to run on schedule, and they say there will be a final plan by February 1st.
All right. Well, just quickly, did you eavesdrop on any of the reactions today, any strong reaction from those who were there?
There were so many divided opinions, it would be impossible to summarize them. Some of them people thought like, ugh, I could never look at that, and some of them thought that would be nice for New York skyline.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea. Reporter Andrea Bernstein at member station WNYC in New York.